Well, I tend to think of the Gosling as a poem. Critical opening phrase of this poem will always be the grip, which the hands unite to form a single unit. Slowly and slowly, the club head is led back, pulled into position not by the hands, but by the body, which turns away from the target, shifting weight to the right side without shifting balance. Tempo is everything, perfection unattainable. As the body coils now to the top of the swing, there's a slight hesitation, a little nod to the gods. Now the weight begins shifting back to the left, pulled by the powers inside the earth. It's alive, this swing, a living sculpture, and down through contact, always down, striking the ball crisply, with character. There was only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, what's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
This is the Sports Hub Golf Club on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Now, here's your host, Hardy.
Good Saturday morning to you. 7:03 at a brand new time for Season 6 of the Sports Hub Golf Club. It is, well, I mean, we're coming up in the world, I guess. Finally, we get to be on at 7 o'clock in the morning as opposed to 6. So, oh, that's not, thank you, Kristen. Yes, we are, all right. That's, oh, it's hysterical. Thank you. We can, all right, thank you. Also, very good that we have Joey Murr here with us. Joe Murray. Just very quickly, Joe, I'm well aware that I owe you $50.
Oh, really? I didn't even know that.
Don't I owe you $50 from the Super Bowl?
You may. Yeah, sure. I completely forgot.
2 years ago, when I was in Houston, we were talking down the line, and I was whining about not being able to place my yearly there be an overtime bet, and a kind man that you are said, I'll take your action, I'll make book on that, and you gave me 6-1 odds on a $50 bet. Will there be an overtime? I took yes, and you paid out. Now, following my normal practice, especially when it comes to golf, since we're doing the Sports Hub Golf Club here, collect on all bets, pay on none.
Yeah.
I am reluctant to part with the $50, but I'll have you know I walked around for weeks with a $50 bill in my money clip.
Wow.
Until I finally had to spend it one day. So I was ready to give it to you, and I didn't know you were going to be here this morning. Otherwise, I would have had it
for you. All right, well, now I'll be hunting you down for $50.
Yes, because again, this year, when we were in Minneapolis, I believe I talked to you down the line once again, and you offered to, I didn't let it ride. I didn't go the full 300, but I did another $50 will there be an overtime bet on the Super Bowl, and I lost, so I owe you 50. But I'm going to need you toward the either end of this segment or the end of the show.
You got it.
For some wagering purposes as to who is favored to win the Masters. And this is what we're going to be talking about almost exclusively here today on the show, a Masters preview for the Sports Hub Golf Club. And we got a couple of people joining us today who are actually playing in the Masters. This is exciting stuff. So coming up in a few minutes, Brendan Steele, who is a PGA Tour player. I'm going to have to ask him whether or not we've met before, if he remembers it. All the years working at the Deutsche Bank and at the Dell Technologies, as it's now called, sat down with a lot of golfers, and they come in fast and furious. You know, we're down there doing shows, talking about Red Sox, talking about... It generally happens during the final cutdown day for the Patriots, and there's a lot going on, and then a golfer will come off the course, and one of the PGA Tour PR people will just walk over with a golfer, sit them down, and we'll talk to them. So you don't have a chance to like do a lot of, hey, how you doing before or after. They'll come in the middle of a segment and leave in the middle of a segment, and then they go off and do their thing. So it's quite possible that I've actually met and talked to Brendan Steele before. But I've recently reconnected with him online because he's a very well-rounded guy. Likes music. He's into hockey. He's into a lot of other things. And he's going to be playing at the Masters. So we'll be talking with Brendan Steele. Also going to be talking with, I'm going to say a name, and I don't know if you'll recognize it immediately, Matt Parziali. May not mean anything to you. How about this? Brockton firefighter Matt Parziali. Starting to ring a bell. U.S. mid-amateur and mass amateur champion from 2017, Matt Parziali. Oh, now I heard of the firefighter from Brockton, who was a very, very good golfer and did some time trying to make it on the PGA Tour, going pro, essentially, before he gave up professional, took back the amateur status, joined the Brockton Fire Department, grew up playing his golf at DW Field, moved over to Thorny Lee, I think. We'll ask him about it. And won the U.S. Mid Amateur and the Mass Amateur last year. But either way, earned him an invitation to this year's Masters. So Brockton's own Matt Parziali playing in the Masters. We're going to be talking with him today on the show, too. And I say invitation because lest we forget, the Masters is not a tournament, so to speak. It is an invitational, and you have to be invited to play. Now, they have their own criteria, the gentlemen of Augusta. You know, past champions are always invited. Certain rankings on the world golf rankings will get you invited. A win on the previous year's PGA Tour will get you an invitation, but it's an invitational nonetheless. So it's tougher to get in. It's not as it's nowhere near as democratic a process as the U.S. Open or the British Open. So great for these guys to not only get their invites, but also to join us today on the show. We're going to start with talking about, I guess, the favorites. And this is where Joey will be helpful to us, Joe Murray, here on the show this morning, too. When we're talking about, like, the actual odds for these guys, we'll start with, a handful of players here. Golf Week did a pretty good comprehensive breakdown of who's favored, who isn't. We'll start with a guy who I am not a huge fan of, Jordan Spieth, and mostly just because I find him to be interchangeable with Justin Thomas. Jordan Spieth, who has been agonizingly close to back-to-back Masters championships. He won a few years ago, came in second. He had the unbelievable meltdown on the 12th hole at Augusta, where he put two into Rae's Creek with a 4 or 5 shot lead on the back nine on Sunday. The thing holding Jordan Spieth back right now, and it was evident earlier in this season, and it was evident again yesterday, in Houston, is putter. He's missing short putts. He is missing putts that Jordan Spieth, I've never seen him miss. And especially at Augusta, that can really derail you before your tournament even gets going. I think we forget about the guy who was the favorite last year when we're talking about this year's Masters favorites, and that's Dustin Johnson. Dustin Johnson was far and away the favorite going into the tournament last year. Do you remember what happened to Dustin? Slipped and fell on the stairs in his rental home, hurt his back, and wasn't able to play. A story that I don't think we ever got like the full explanation on. It's one of the reasons why I like DJ. He's flawed. I mean, this guy is not the standard cookie-cutter country club kid-turned-pro golfer. He's colorful, Dustin Johnson. I like that about him. The way he hits the ball, and as far as he hits the ball, puts into serious question whether or not his short game is good enough to get him a Masters win. Because when you hit the ball that far, you ultimately get closer to the hole. And golf analytics have taught us, all right, it's not necessarily about keeping it in the fairway. It's just get it close. Bomb it down there, see what happens. As long as you've got the short game and those in-between shots to get you close so you can convert those long drives into quality birdie attempts. And there's question as to whether or not Dustin Johnson actually has the wedge game to when he bombs at 360 yards, but he leaves himself short-sided or in the thick rough, whether or not he can get himself close, would he be better off taking a 2-iron off the tee, leaving himself 150 yards as opposed to 80 yards, and leaving himself an in-between shot and converting those long drives into birdies? I still like Dustin Johnson next week. I think he's going to, at the very least, make a good showing. Sergio Garcia, the man I anointed the best player who would never win a major, finally won a major last year, won the Masters. He will not repeat. I loved it, and I turned into a Sergio fan over the last couple of years. I was rooting for him to win. I was thrilled when he won. He's not going to repeat. It's tough to repeat in anything, especially at the Masters. He's got like a whole new outlook on life now. He got that best player to never win a major monkey off his back. He's got a kid now. He's got all kinds of stuff going on in his life. He would love it, I'm sure, but he doesn't need it like he needed it before. Oh, maybe he'll be relaxed. No, he's not. No. Rory McIlroy showed some real, real quality play a couple of weeks ago. And his putting was fantastic, but he's been inconsistent with the putter. And again, that will undo you quicker than anything at Augusta. The guy that I like who's like right in the middle of the pack of the favorites is Ricky Fowler, who is still waiting to break through. He tied for fifth at the Masters. He had, I think in 2014, I think he had top five finishes in every one of the four majors. But he struggles on Sundays. And the old adage that the Masters begins on the back nine on Sunday tends to hold true more often than not. If he can hold it together on Sunday, Ricky Fowler is going to be close. He always tends to be in the hunt. He's like right there. He's doing it right now in Houston. Again, he's right there. He's very, very close. We also forget about the guy who was the runner-up last year, Justin Rose, who also had a second-place finish in 2015. Justin Rose is one of those guys who could very easily win this thing. I just don't know how excited I would be about it. Bubba, yes, Bubba looked great in the match play. I think Bubba's always a force the way he hits the ball. He's won at Augusta before. He could do it. And then the two guys who I guess are always in this conversation because of their multiple wins there and just the crowd cheering them on and wanting them and willing them to win would be Phil and Tiger. Phil and Tiger will deserve their own conversation, which we'll get to toward the end of the show. But, Joe, just very quickly, for people who got all excited when Tiger Woods became the quote-unquote favorite a couple of weeks ago at 8-1 to win the Masters, how much of that means he's actually the favorite and how much of that are sports books just protecting themselves against the onslaught of bets that are going to come in on Tiger?
It's protection, and it's now moved to 10-1. So, obviously, it started off low. People started betting on it. The odds become a little bit bigger there. But you mentioned a few names like Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson. I'd stay far away from those guys. Like, especially just on a betting factor. Forget about golf, what they've done earlier this year. Those two guys, just stay away from them in a tournament like this. And definitely Sergio. You're not going to go for a guy who's one to go for back-to-back. You mentioned Ricky Fowler. I'll just give you John Rahm. Like, that's probably another guy that just right in the middle of the pack, not at the top, but just right in the middle that, you know, could be like the Ricky Fowler type this year, who's, you know, nice little odds on that at 18-1.
Yeah, and Bob Soucy's favorite golfer, John Rahm. It'd be good just to hear Soucy say his name. All right, more on this coming up. Also, your chance to win some Callaway Chrome Soft golf balls. We'll do that at 7:55 coming up next. A man who's going to be playing at Augusta next week, PGA Tour player Brendan Steele, joins us next on the Sports Hub Golf Club.
This is the Sports Hub Golf Club.
As promised, joining us now in the Sports Hub Golf Club, Brendan Steele, three-time winner on the PGA Tour, getting ready for the Masters, and I promise we will talk some golf here in a minute, but Brendan, I think you and I have several other interests in common that might dominate the conversation. So first, thanks for joining us here on the show.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. I definitely, golf is not my favorite thing, so it's hard to get me on topic, but music and other sports, definitely, for sure.
Well, good. We could talk about all that stuff. And also, I want to figure out if maybe we have met once before, because I think we know a couple of the same people. And I'm wondering if we ever sat down and talked at the Deutsche Bank, or as it's now called, the Dell Technologies. You must have played that tournament at some point over the years.
I've played it the last seven seasons, I think. So I'm sure we must have crossed paths there somewhere. But now, through the miracle of the internet, we've crossed paths again.
Yeah. Well, that aside, there's a guy by the name of Scott Hawley who played on the Canadian tour the same time you were out there. And he claims to have won a bet with you once that forced you to call him the greatest putter in the world for like a week.
Man. Was this a Seinfeld trivia bet?
Probably.
I don't lose many of those, but Scott is the only one who is the grand master over me with the Seinfeld trivia. So I'm shameful that you know about that. That is really upsetting.
Well, I'll give you a chance to get out of this interview at any time you want, Brendan. If you can tell me the answer to one Seinfeld trivia question, you can end this interview whenever you want. It's a softball. But what is George's ATM passcode?
Bosco.
Damn it.
Come on.
Well, you got to go harder than that.
Okay. Well, I guess you can hang up whenever you want.
All right. I'll see you later.
Okay. Yeah, good. It's good talking to you. Brendan Steele, there he goes. And no, he's not going to do that to us. Let's talk about this podcast that you do. Now, you have hooked up with Dave Phoenix Farrell from Linkin Park, and you guys do a podcast called Member Guest, which is, if you like dudes sitting around talking about music and drinking and sports, this podcast is for you. How did you and Dave hook up, and who is this other guy, Mark, who does the show with you?
So Dave and I originally met through a mutual friend, golf writer Jason Sobel, and he had done an article that included Dave a number of years ago, and Jason and I like to go to concerts together and talk sports and do all that good stuff. And so I saw that Linkin Park was coming to Jones Beach out in Wantagh there, and during the first playoff event, and I said, Jason, we got to go to the show. And he said, okay, well, I know Dave, so let's get out there and go backstage and meet him and all that stuff. And Dave and I have been good friends ever since. And he came to me with this podcast idea right at the end of 2017. And we just kind of started it as quick as we could. And we've really enjoyed it. It's been a lot of fun and had some good people on there. And then Mark is Dave's best friend growing up and the videographer for Linkin Park, and has traveled with the band all over the world. And he and Dave were actually in a band together back in high school. So just a really great guy, good friend of ours, and he does all the hard work.
Sorry, I think that's my Ring doorbell like ringing in the background. I don't know if can you hear that?
I heard it.
Yeah, it's gonna be some nice ambient sound. You know what, honestly, it's gonna match the quality of the Member Guest podcast. For anybody who hasn't heard it, check out episode 9, which is like a recap of the entire season. And there's about a 2-minute segment near the beginning where you can hear you guys unwrapping your gifts. It's quality audio, Brendan. And it really makes for a good listening experience to hear that paper crackling for like 2 minutes.
I'm a great crumpler. I can crumple with the best of them.
Right. Now, why are there only you called it the season finale of the Member Guest podcast. Did you guys sign like a 9-episode deal and now you're done for a while?
The best part about Member Guest is that we have no deals. We have nobody to answer to. So we just do whatever we want. If we want it to be a 30-minute show, it's a 30-minute show. If we want it to be an hour, it's an hour. If we want to do 9 episodes, we do 9 episodes. We're planning on doing some stuff at the Masters next week, kind of some just little teasers and different things. We're not sure exactly what it's going to be. Hopefully it turns out pretty good. And then we'll come back for season 2, hopefully in the summer, and just kind of record when we have time. And we just wanted to do something with people we like and make it fun, and hopefully people enjoy listening to it. We've had a pretty good response.
It makes sense that you and Sobel hooked up. He's one of my favorite guys, like, you know, on my side of the business in terms of, like, you know, media and covering golf. I always like talking to Jason, so it makes sense that you hooked up with him. But when it comes to, like, other guys on tour, and I see, like, who their favorite bands are, and, I mean, this goes all the way back to Tiger, who insists on getting, like, Hootie and the Blowfish to play every event that he does. There is some awful taste out there on the PGA Tour. When it comes to just whether it's music or it boggles my mind that there's so many guys out there who just seem to have like no clue about the world around them sometimes.
Well, I'm glad you said that, and I don't have to disagree with it. But yeah, it is strange. I mean, there's only a couple of my buddies on tour that we can talk music and actually, you know, kind of get on the same page with it. And I like a wide variety of stuff, but I can't seem to get on the same page with most people. I'm not a big country fan, so that, I guess, kind of hurts me with a lot of the PGA Tour demographic. But
I would think that, like, ostracizes you in most clubhouses. It's like, you don't want to go to the Toby Keith show with me tonight? No, not no way in hell would I want to go to that with you. It's not what I want to do. Let's talk about golf for a minute, because you brought it up. This is your fault, Brendan. You said you're going to be doing stuff at the Masters next week, and we'll get there. First of all, I want to congratulate you on another win at the Safeway last fall.
Thank you.
What is it about that course? I mean, you've got 3 PGA Tour wins, but back-to-back wins at that course at Silverado. What is it about that course?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. You know, 3 years ago, I actually led for the first 66 holes of the tournament, I think, until I imploded on the final six. So 2 years ago was kind of a redemption tour, and nice to shake that one off. And then this last year, I was able to do it again, and we had completely different conditions both times. Very rainy, wet, tons of delays the first year. And then last year, we had really hot, windy weather, and of course, a fire that really devastated the area that was started that day. So just a totally different situation. But that course has obviously been good to me. I think I just understand how to play it as far as where to be aggressive and where to be conservative. And the shots seem to make sense to me. That's the only explanation that I have. Sometimes you go play a place and it makes sense to you. And unfortunately, a lot of the time you go and you think you're playing pretty well, and guys are wringing your neck out there. So that place has been very nice to me over the last few seasons.
I thought you had a nice couple of matches last weekend at the World Golf Championship, the match play. You won a couple of matches. You ended up losing in a playoff. Did you go up against Charlie Hoffman at any point? Was he in your pod?
Yeah, he was my first match. So,
right.
Pretty funny how it happens now with the ping pong balls. They just draw them out of a hat at the beginning of the week. And I draw Charlie Hoffman in my first match, who was one of our guests on Member Guest and is one of my good friends. We play a ton of golf together, and our wives are good friends. And we played the par three together at the Masters last year. So sometimes you have to play guys that you're really close to and that are pretty familiar, and you still have to go out and try to smash them. So that was an interesting match. And I was four up with, I think, six to play. And Charlie took me to 18, and I beat him one up. So we had a good match there.
The only thing I don't like about Charlie is he cut his hair. And I remember seeing him when he won at the Deutsche Bank. And I said, he's the Chris Griffin of the PGA Tour. That's him. I mean, he's Family Guy's Chris Griffin. But since he cut his hair, it takes away from some of the resemblance.
Yeah, definitely. The hair definitely gives him a little bit of that resemblance. I'm sure he'd be really excited to hear that from you.
it's not the most complimentary thing in the world. Maybe we'll keep that to ourselves for now. Okay. Tied for third at the Waste Management Open, that crazy tournament in Phoenix. I got a chance to go to it a couple of years ago when the Patriots were playing in the Super Bowl there. What do you think of that atmosphere?
It is a ton of fun. I mean, it's basically a football game. For anybody who doesn't know what it is, it's basically like a big tailgate party in a football game wrapped around a golf tournament. They do 200,000 people just on Saturday alone, and over a million people show up for the week. So it is crazy. And most of them aren't golf fans, but they're just there to have a good time. And they've set up this great infrastructure with tons of food and drinks and activities and music and all sorts of stuff. And then, of course, it rolls into the Bird's Nest at night, which is a concert series that is a ton of fun. And they get a lot of people to that as well. So it is just a crazy week. You've got to be ready for anything. People are going to be loud and yelling at you. No matter what you do, you get yelled at. If you wear blue pants, that's a wrong move. So you're going to get yelled at for blue pants. If you eat a banana because you're hungry, that's a mistake. You know. So whatever you do, you get screamed at. And by the time the week's over, you're ready to take a breath. And I usually play L.A. next. And that always seems very calm and relaxed after that. But it's a lot of fun. I've had a really good track record there for whatever reason. And I always enjoy going back there.
All right. Brendan Steele with us now. Now you will go to the complete opposite of that on the spectrum next week at Augusta National. Your best finish there was last year, a tie for 27th. What is the week like?
Yeah, it's a big week for not only me, but for my friends and family as well. Everybody circles it on the calendar. You know, we rent a house and got some friends and family coming in to stay with us. And then everybody else is kind of coming in and renting other houses and hotels and making a big week out of it. So it's really important to everybody. And it's one of those things that you make it out to be really special, and you watch it as a kid growing up, or maybe you've watched it your whole life and never got a chance to go get there, and you just get to see it, let alone play in it. It lives up to the expectations and then some. It absolutely blows you away. So it's really fun to be able to share that with friends and family. It's a bit of an exhausting week because every time you get to the course, you just want to play and practice all day. You don't want to go home. And you can really wear yourself out to where you play 18 holes Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, maybe come Thursday and Friday, you're a little tired and maybe overdo it a little bit. So I've learned a little bit. This is my third time there. Last year was kind of the proof of concept for me that I could play well there. I had a really good round going on Sunday. I ended up shooting 3-under, but 3-under with 2 doubles. So I was close to having a really big day. And the time before when I was there in 2012, my game was terrible. I didn't do anything well in those days in general. And that course will expose it drastically. And so last year, to be able to go there and have a decent result and have a good round on Sunday made me feel like I can actually do it and get myself into contention this year. I've been there for a couple practice rounds already. I played 4 rounds over the last couple weeks, and it's looking great, and I'm really excited for it.
Well, I'm excited to watch you. How fast are those greens? You know, the gentleman of Augusta won't allow anyone to roll a stimp meter on them, but compared to other greens that you play on tour, where do they rank?
Yeah, I mean, they are very fast. They wouldn't be that faster than some other greens on tour, but they have a lot more slope at that speed. So they become a lot more, as Phil likes to tell me, they're a lot more sensitive. So if you just miss hit a putt going down the hill, if you hit it a little too hard, it rolls 6 feet by instead of 3, you know, so you have to be really careful with that kind of stuff. And then it's always hard for me to adjust when you're putting back up the hill to think that you actually have to still hit it fairly firmly. That's your chance to be aggressive. That's your chance to hole a putt is when you're going back up the hill. So it's easy to kind of leave them short up the hill and then let them get away from you down the hill. And you have to be really careful with the slopes. There's so many that come back to your feet or roll off to the side and make you look really foolish. So you try to kind of know where all those are and know where you can make your mistake. And then hopefully you don't get yourself in too many bad positions, but inevitably it's really, really tough.
All right, Brendan Steele, I won't keep you any longer. You got to get to Augusta, but everybody check out Brendan Steele's podcast, Member Guest, with his buddy Dave Phoenix Farrell from Linkin Park and their buddy Mark. And, well, the season finale was last week, so.
Yeah, but we'll be back probably midsummer as well, so catch up on it in the meantime, and then we'll be ready for some fresh stuff in a couple months.
All right, Brendan, and hopefully we'll get a chance to see you later this summer outside of Boston at the Dell Technologies there. It was good talking to you. Thanks.
Yeah, that sounds great. Thanks for having me.
So there's one guy who's going to be at Augusta next week, Brendan Steele. Another guy, Brockton firefighter Matt Parziali. He joins us next after Joe Murray's Hub Headlines.
This is the Sports Hub Golf Club. Now, here's your host, Hardy.
And here he is, joining us from Augusta, Georgia. It's Matt Parziali, who is going to be playing at the Masters, but that's just one small part of his story. So, Matt, first of all, thanks for joining us here on the show. How is Augusta?
Oh, thanks for having me. It's great. I mean, I've been fortunate enough to take a few trips there the last few months. But, you see something on TV and it usually doesn't live up to the expectations. Augusta exceeds the expectations. So it's an incredible spot. It's a fun place to play. So definitely looking forward to the week.
I've heard this from a couple other people who say that, you know, you look at it, especially in high def, and they say once you get there, it's like being in 4K. Like everything is greener. It's nicer. And the one thing I've heard about this course is it's a lot hillier than what you think it would be from just watching the Masters on TV.
Yeah, so if we have something more than 4K, I'm not sure, I'm not up to date on the technology at the moment, but it's definitely that. They do a great job there. It's just so special, the whole place. But the hills. I'm from New England, so we have some courses with hills. So I guess if you're from Florida or some flat areas, it may seem hilly, but there's some hills up north too.
Okay, so Matt, first of all, for people who don't know your story, Matt Parziali, and as soon as I say firefighter, people are going to go, oh, that guy, the Brockton firefighter who is playing at the Masters. But first of all, you don't necessarily qualify for it. It's an invitation, but in order to be invited, you have to meet certain criteria. So tell us again, I know what you did to, quote unquote, qualify or get the invitation, but just so I got it right, what exactly did you win in the last year? Two tournaments that I know of.
Yeah, so I won the US Mid-Am down in Capital City Club, and just north of Atlanta. That was in October, and the winner of the Mid-Am is likely to receive an invite to the next year's Masters, and I was fortunate enough to receive one of those invites this year.
But you also won the Mass Open last year, which is no small feat.
You know, I won the Mass Am last year. That was at Charles River. No, it's just...
Oh, the Mass Amers. Am, not the Mass Open. Yes. Okay.
Yep, but six amateurs are likely to receive invites every year at Augusta, and those are the winner and the runner-up of the US Am, the winner of the Mid Am, the winner of the Latin American Am, the British Am, the Asian Am, and that's six, I think, right? So, yeah, those are the six amateurs that are usually there every year.
So, lest anybody think that you just grew up around Boston, joined the fire department, found yourself with a couple days off each week while you're working those 24-hour shifts on the other days and decided to get really good at golf, that's not the case. You're a very good golfer before you joined the fire department.
Yeah, I've been doing this a long time. You know, I've always enjoyed competing and getting ready for tournaments. And, you know, it's something I've always wanted to do is compete at the highest level possible. So luckily I get to do that at the Masters this year, the U.S. Open. And I get a couple U.S. Ams from the win, and then also a 10-year exemption to the U.S. Mid-Am. So, yeah, I'm very fortunate enough to be able to compete and just do what I love.
Matt, after college, you tried the pro golf thing, got away from it. Does your recent success make you rethink that?
No, not at all. You know, I gave it all I had for those 3 years I turned pro. I mean, I've heard people say, oh, I didn't give it long enough. I mean, that's for them to say, but I make decisions, and I think about the decisions I make, and I have no regrets from the decision to become a firefighter and to... Because I'm still able to play golf at a high level, and we have a blast with the Mid-Ams, the guys that I play with at all events throughout the year, and it's just it's a really special group of guys, and it's a lot of fun.
I'm dying to know what it's like playing as an amateur there at Augusta, because we hear stories every year about, you know, you stay in the crow's nest, you get, you know, treated kind of like a member for the week. So you've been down there for a few days already. Where are you staying? What's the experience been like?
Yeah, so it's been incredible. We get a few visits, and I've went down there for a few trips, and I'm going to stay in the crow's nest one of the nights during the week, the night of the amateur dinner, but then we have a house not too far from the course. My dad and my fiance and then a couple of other friends are going to be there. So, yeah, it's great. And, yeah, they treat you incredible. It's just the coolest place that I've ever been. So it's a lot of fun.
I hear the people there, like, I've only really talked at length to one person who's played there, but he said it's amazing. You get this notion that it's really stuffy and they have these traditions, and yeah, there are a few things that I'm sure are like that, but he said he was amazed at how loose everybody was, like the membership and the staff there. He said everybody's like really friendly, and it's not this stuck up snobby atmosphere at all. If anything, it was the opposite of that.
Yeah, that's a fair statement. The people there are just incredible. Whether it's the pros, the caddies, everyone you meet who works there, they love working there. They love the people, and the members are just some of the best people I've ever met. So it's so much fun just to be a part of that group, and just and they're excited for you as well. They love that you're there and playing that course in the Masters.
Matt Parziali, he's a Brockton firefighter. He's playing in the Masters after winning the U.S. Mid-Amateur and the Mass Amateur. How does that course stack up with the toughest courses you've played in and around New England? If there's anything that compares, I'd be dying to know what that might be.
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. It's tough to compare courses from different regions just because the grass is different, the lay of the land's different. You know, the greens there... We have some greens that are pretty crazy at home too, where Donald Ross had his fun with the courses. And when we have courses at home that get their greens, the speed of the greens up, then we have some tough conditions as well, but there's nothing that's really like Augusta, where it's just such a special place. You can't compare it to a Shinnecock or a Pebble Beach or anything. It's just different. And all of those are different for their own reasons. So, yeah, that's a tough question to answer what compares, but it's difficult, but there's a way to play it, and that's what I've enjoyed trying to figure out is the best way to play the course.
You've played a lot of your golf at Thorney Lee. I don't know if you've played like DW Field there in Brockton, but I imagine that even a nice course like Thorney Lee, conditions-wise, can't compare to the way they keep Augusta National manicured, is the only word I can use to think how it might describe it.
Yeah, that's a fair statement. The conditions there are just the best I've ever been on. It's just everything is in its place for a reason. There's nothing out of place. It's just so cool. And Thorney Lee has been great. I did start playing golf at DW Field when I was young, and then moved over to Thorney Lee when I was in high school. But yeah, you're right. Thorney Lee is a great, great condition course, but Augusta is just different.
Yeah, it has to be. Okay, so was there any one hole before you went and played there that you were super excited to play or super terrified to play? For me, it's 12. A couple of years ago, Jordan Spieth, you know, dumped two into Rays Creek I think, a five-stroke lead on the back nine on Sunday. So any hole that you had like that love-hate feeling about going into it, playing Augusta for the first time?
So I don't hate anything about Augusta. 12 is a great hole. It's been really fun hitting the shots in there and trying to figure out the yardages. It's been great to prepare for that hole. But the one thing I was surprised about, the hole I've had the most fun on is number 10. It's just such a cool second shot down the hill there. There's tall pines, sun coming through them. It's just such a great spot on the planet. So that's probably my favorite hole on the course up to this point.
Are you playing the tees in these practice rounds where they're going to be for the tournament for the most part? They have you guys pushed all the way back?
Yeah, so you can play from wherever, but yeah, I've been playing from the back tees, so when I've done the trips there.
And who are you using for a caddy next week?
My dad's caddy. He does all the tournaments for me, so yeah, he's been doing it for a long time. We have a great relationship out there. We have a good time. So
everything breaks toward Rays Creek. Tell your dad or put him on the phone. I'll tell him.
He doesn't read the greens, so he has nothing to worry about there. My dad's great with the wind. He loves the wind, and that's his thing. And he's usually very prepared from where the direction the wind direction of that day. So,
but if you're like indecisive at all, will you even say to your dad, "Dad, what do you think?"
No, I've played a lot of golf with my dad, and I realize he's not the best green reader, so there's no reason. My worst decision is better than his best one, so, and he knows that. So it's I'm not throwing him under the bus. It's common knowledge at this point.
Oh, that's great. What kind of scores have you been shooting? What you thought you would shoot there, better, worse?
You know, I haven't really kept score. I'm playing by myself. I did play with a member, my dad, and my best friend a couple weekends ago. We played that day, but I played good. It was you hit good shots and you're rewarded. So yeah, your good shots are still good shots. So it's just got to hit the good shots at the right time
and hopefully make a few putts and don't ask your dad for help. I think we got we got it solved.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Matt, do you know when you're teeing off on Thursday and when they tell you or anything?
I think the tee times come out on Tuesday, so we'll know in a few days here.
Well, know that everybody back in the Boston area is going to be watching for you and following along. And it's just a great accomplishment what you've done so far, winning the U.S. Mid-Amateur and the Mass Amateur and everything you've accomplished in the game so far. And on top of that, working as a firefighter in Brockton, thank you for that. And I think everybody is happy for you already. Making the cut and being able to watch you over the weekend would be even better.
Yeah, I appreciate everyone's support. Everyone's been great. And it's been, and the best part is we have a lot of people coming down from Thorney Lee, from Old Sandwich, from Mass Golf. So it's going to be a great environment, and I'm happy that people are making the trip. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Matt Parziali, thanks for the time. We'll be watching for you next week. Good luck.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on.
There he goes, Matt Parziali, who's playing at the Masters, Brockton firefighter, Mass Amateur champion from last year, and the U.S. Mid-Amateur champion. That got him the invite to the Masters. We've got a few more Masters-related items to finish up the show with this morning, but we've also got some golf balls, the Callaway Chrome Soft, the ball that changed the ball. Look at my coffee mug here this morning, Joe Murray. Chrome Soft, hashtag ball war. Yeah, careful who you show that to. It could mean different things to different people. But those Callaway Chrome Softs are legit. Got a dozen of them. Dozen of those beauties for caller 10 right now to the contest line. 617-931-0985. We'll hook you up with those. And then we'll, as I said, do a few more Masters-related items on the Season 6 debut of the Sports Hub Golf Club.
This is the Sports Hub Golf Club.
First, we'll say congratulations to Kyle in Manchester. Got himself a dozen Callaway Chrome Soft golf balls. New Chrome Soft combining tour-proven performance, unparalleled feel, distance, spin control. Chrome Soft, the ball that changed the ball. So if you want your own dozen Callaway Chrome Softs, you can listen every weekend in the Sports Hub Golf Club for the next month or so. Toucher and Rich are giving away Chrome Soft golf balls during the morning show. And you can also look for them in the wooded areas at George Wright Golf Course, because that's the ball I've been playing for a while. So I would say, you know, to get even more specific, I would say look for that wooded portion that kind of separates the third hole from the seventh hole. You know, it's a hook miss left on seven, and the balls should be, you should be able to easy to find there, but they tend to trickle down the hill for me. There's like a collection of them there. You know, these guys who like retrieve golf balls from golf courses, they go into the ponds and they kind of float and let the water take them into the collection area. There's got to be a collection of Chrome Softs down there off of number seven at George Wright that are all mine. You're welcome to them if you can find them. Treasure trove. Next week at the Masters, they will have tracer technology for the first time. Again, the Masters is weird. They don't allow certain things. But one thing they have not allowed is tracer technology. So, CBS chairman Sean McManus, good Italian guy, said on Wednesday that, yeah, they're gonna blend in technology with the traditional coverage. So the tracer technology will be implemented this year at the Masters. That's one thing to look forward to. And a small field this year. They're looking at as few players as they've had going all the way back to like 1991. It looks like 87 players. That's it. It's another thing that's nice about the Masters. You don't have a ton of guys out there and you can't follow along. No, 87 guys, and then they'll have the cut after Friday. And then a week from today, we'll be back on doing the show here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. And getting you ready for, I guess, the third round, moving day at Augusta. Want to thank our guests here today, Brendan Steele from the PGA Tour. He is going to be at Augusta next week. Also, Matt Parziali, who we just spoke with a few minutes ago. He's the Brockton firefighter who did, in fact, qualify for the Masters, or got the invite to the Masters, I should say. So we've got all that going on, and I have to thank Permanent Inc. Permanent Inc. is a design company. They came up with a new logo for the Sports Hub Golf Club. I believe, I don't know if they want to be known for this. I think they're most famous for the Roger Goodell clown nose. That was their design. So they came up with a design for the Sports Hub Golf Club. You can see it on our Twitter, at Sports Hub GC, and you'll see it on the podcast of today's show. You'll see it online. And thank you again to the guys from Permanent Inc. Fantastic job on the new logo for the show. As we kick off here, Season 6, thank you to Joe Murray. Ryan Johnston coming on next. You ready, Ryan?
No.
Okay, well, he's coming on anyway. Thanks to everybody for being a part of our debut here for, as I said, Season number 6 at our new time, 7 to 8 a.m. We'll be back next week during Masters weekend right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.